For people with a passion for fine art, high drama, and big stakes, there's nothing like the draw of a good auction. Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center attended the annual Coeur d'Alene art auction in Reno, Nevada, and he filed this report on the scenes surrounding the high-priced sale of artworks from the American West.
After riding up and down escalators, walking through endless rows of slot machines, I finally find myself in a huge ballroom. 600 chairs lined up in rows, a stage and skirted tables lining the perimeter. All are topped with paintings propped up for browsers to covet. These are Western scenes. Deserts and mountains, big sky, wild beasts, cowboys and Indians. It's barely noon, and folks are milling around, drinks in hand, murmuring, sizing up the art, sizing up each other's motivations for being here.
She would like to buy, yes.
I've got my eye on a few things.
Looking. Exclusively.
See, I got tossed out of art in the seventh grade. So it's been my job to get even with them by buying everything I can get my hands on.
There's a time in life when possessions possess. And it's a time in life to unload. Otherwise, your children are going to unload.
To get this close to a Charlie Russell or a Frank McCarthy just gives me the chills.
Russell, Frederick Remington, Maynard Dixon, and a dozen more would sit up in their graves if they saw the prices their paintings are fetching these days. Byron Price is the director of the Charles M. Russell Center for the Study of Art of the American West at the University of Oklahoma.
It's finally becoming respectable in mainstream American art collections, rather than simply in a Western ghetto, if you will, of just out in the West, and that's the only people that are dumb enough to enjoy this kind of work.
Some of the new appreciation is due to this auction and its affable auctioneer, Pete Stremmel.
When I opened my gallery 30 years ago, we had absolutely no business. I mean, nothing was selling. I had no confidence in myself and my public speaking abilities. And one day, a flyer came through advertising Western College of Auctioneering in Billings, Montana. And I never thought anything about becoming an auctioneer, but I went to this class. It was fascinating. I loved it. I learned more about being able to make a living in those 2 weeks than I did 4 years at college.
We'd like to welcome you and thank you all for coming this afternoon. The terms of today's sale are...
Pete Stremmel lays out the ground rules. 272 works of art on the block. A 12% commission to the buyer, plus a fee from each seller.
The cashier will be open throughout the auction, as will the bar.
Folks scramble for seats up close and a last drink. Some try to curry favor with a quartet of floor men who will be the auctioneer's eyes and ears today.
The Maynard Dixon?
Oh, the big one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Frank Kenny Johnson?
Okay.
The big one?
You're going to be on the front row?
I'm right there.
Okay.
So that's it for the announcements. I think we're going to start the sale right now. We'll start with lot number one. It's an etching of a mule deer by Carl Rungis. We'll start it off. $2,000 on lot number one. Here we need to get it moving. Here we need to give $2,000. We have it now. $2,250, $2,500, $750, now $3,000.
The floor men snap to in their blue blazers, refereeing the melee with big gestures and plenty of banter.
It's a performance, and the auctioneer is like the conductor. You've got these four floor men. They're in the back of the room. They're in the front of the room. There's a lot of energy. They're moving quick. There's a bit over here. They go, yeah. There's a bit over here. They go, yeah. Half the time, I don't even see the bid. I just, when they say yeah, I'm on to the next increment.
Yes!
With each sale, the energy and the bid steadily rise, with some coaxing from the floor man.
Ah, hit her again. Try one more time. He's trying to sneak in the back door on you.
And then there are those bidders who don't need the least encouragement.
Frank Kenny Johnson, Journey's End. We'll start this one off. $100,000.
Hey, whoa. I have $300,000.
You have $300,000.
Yes.
All right. $300,000. $300,000. Here we go. $310,000 on the Frank Kenny Johnson. $310,000.
Watching an audience and how they react when a piece you know they're interested come up for sale. I mean, I see a kind of a shifting in the seat, a getting ready for something. There are times I can just sense a gaze that a woman is giving me, and I can turn to her and say, $15,000 to you, madam, and she will raise her hand. It's unbelievable.
Jim Parks is an art dealer in Santa Fe.
It's really interesting because I've watched people buy paintings for, say, $100,000 that I know if I offered them the same painting a week before at, say, $60,000, they wouldn't have bought it.
At $160,000, here we go, $170,000, $80,000, $90,000, $200,000, $210,000, $20,000, $30,000.
It's been over 2 hours and the pace is steady, one painting every minute. Here are all these contemplative paintings, a cowboy in the desert looking out over a vast landscape of endless sky, so silent, so soft. And at the same time, the picture is being fought over with taunts and yelps, prices rising and rising. Then the gavel bangs, and the picture retreats to the serenity of a new home.
Lot number 116 is the Charlie Russell Pagans, greatest Russell oil ever to come up.
The prize of the auction.
We'll start it now on the Charlie Russell, $2 million for the Charlie Russell to get it moving. Here we give $2 million.
The scene is of a small band of Piegan Indians riding their horses at dusk across the plain. Since it was painted in 1918, it has never been out of private ownership.
$4.6 million, legal. $4.7 million, $4.8 million, Lee. $4.9 million, $4.8 million, we'll legal. $4.9 million, Stu. And we'll go $5 million, thank you. And now $5 million, $5.1 million, $5 million, here we go, $5.1 million. Not a lot of difference between $4.9 million and $5.1 million. Going once. Twice, all through, thank you very much. Sold at $5 million. $5 million.
As the two handlers quickly remove the Russell painting and replace it with the next lot, I see the man who bid the $5 million make his way out of the hall. Michael Frost is an art dealer from New York.
I was talking to my client on the telephone while the bidding was going on, and I advised him to buy this painting because it was a great painting, both stylistically, period-wise, and condition. And the chance of buying another one of this caliber anywhere in the near future is going to be pretty difficult.
Were you surprised you had to pay so much?
No, not at all. I thought it was a great buy.
You're not at liberty to say who bought it? Or
no, it'll be private for a long time.
For just this one day, this picture is treated like any other commodity. Tomorrow, though, it returns to the dignity of some quiet suburban mansion or a vast office high above a city. I can't help regretting it will be hidden away. That old painting should get out more often.
Thank you all very, very much. A historic sale.
Pete Stremmel steps down from the stage and appraises how the auction went.
Great. It just did under $22 million, so...
This is the biggest yet?
Oh, by far.
270 items sold in less than 5 hours for a record take. The room empties, and all that's left on the tables are styrofoam cups that an hour earlier propped up fabulous works of art. For NPR News, I'm Hal Cannon.
Our story about the Coeur d'Alene art auction was produced by Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center.